Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, the Patriots have now wrapped up their third and final week of organized team activities out here this Thursday afternoon. And let's just get right into it. The first news of the day, reports of tight end Tim Wright being released, but there's still plenty of depth at that tight end position.
Yeah, there sure is, Jackie. With the acquisition of Scott Chandler, that gives the Patriots that tight end target who's less of an inline blocker and more of a receiver at that position, of course, in concert with Rob Gronkowski, plus people like Michael Ho'omanowanui, the veteran Fred Davis, who was brought in, A.J. Derby, a very intriguing college prospect drafted, of course, by the Patriots. So with Tim Wright's situation, a bit surprising considering that he had six touchdowns last year, though most of the production was early after his acquisition from Tampa Bay. He's a really likable guy. Sorry to see him go, but perhaps a numbers game eventually caught up to him here.
Right. Now let's move on to the defensive side of the ball. This is the first time that we have seen Malcolm Butler out there on the field today. For reasons unknown, he wouldn't really comment about it. Of course, there are reports out there. But, you know, he said that he's kind of just trying to catch up at this point. You know, he's been out here, been in the playbook. But today, first day out on the field that we've seen.
Yeah, he has said he's tried to keep up by doing mental reps. He's been in the film room. He's been working out with his teammates here during the course of OTAs. Was on the field prior to today, he said, verifying that. But nonetheless, certainly an adjustment for him getting back out here with the rest of his teammates as opposed to simply going through those mental reps. Now, of course, he gears up for the next phase of Phase 3, which is the mandatory minicamp coming up next week.
That's right. So next week we'll have all 3 days. Assuming they do let the media out all 3 of those days, but not much really changes. I mean, just the fact that it goes from being voluntary here at OTAs to mandatory at minicamp.
Just another building block in the progression of the offseason for the Patriots. But you're right, no contact, no pads. Nonetheless, important reps for guys mentally and physically out here. Again, we saw today, for example, Tom Brady working with guys like Gronkowski and Chandler. Next week will be interesting to see how they put all those pieces together in preparation for training camp coming up the end of July.
I know, believe it or not, we almost are at training camp, but that will do it for Bob and myself from a windy practice field behind Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.